You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. I like to say that we are saving the world one soundbite at a time. 4:06 p.m. right now on a Monday. And listen, this is one of my favorite times of every single week. This is a section we call Copper and the Birdman. I call them my millennial mavens. I got these two folks that are younger than me, but they're smart as a whip. So I'm going to go ahead and just say it's time. I'm calling the roll. Copper's here. Say something, Copper.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Birdman's here. What you doing, Birdman?
Howdy, howdy, guys. Nice to be here with you.
Yeah, I know. We're all in the same room. It's kind of cool. All right. So that means we got to play it. Go.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
That cracks me up. All right. Here, you know the deal, guys. I got a series of questions. I just throw them out there, see what you think. All right. You ready? Here's the deal. The first question. The Biden administration is establishing its new Office of Disinformation under the Department of Homeland Security. All right. I want to know, what do you think about this? And then have you had a chance to poll friends, family, and others and see what they think? So I want to hear thoughts. I want to hear thoughts from yous and your circle. You know what I'm saying? Copper, you're first.
Okay. Well, I think this is atrocious. And the people in my circle, they are not quite sure. They don't want to dismiss it outright because Biden came up with it. And, I mean,
you got some Bidenites in your circle is what you're telling me.
Oh, no, 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 no. I just mean they aren't going to say, okay, well, it's a Democrat, therefore he's evil. But, you know, could.
Okay.
But they also think, depending on how it's organized, it might be decent. Like, they definitely don't want it directly under the executive branch. But they thought if it was a little more of an outside department, that they might think it was so-so.
So, like, if it stayed at the think tank where, what's her name, Jankowicz used to be. If it stayed at the think tank and wrote white papers and just sent ideas over, you'd be okay with, or they would be okay with that.
They might, yeah. But I am not okay with that interpretation of events. I am not okay with this in any form whatsoever. I mean, if we were to go and post what we thought on bulletin boards around town and somebody were to decide, that's disinformation, you can't do that, have a little police team going around checking out your bulletin boards, we wouldn't be okay with that.
No.
So why are we okay with it online?
Okay. All right. Copper has spoken. Now, it's sort of like a political debate. You had the luxury of hearing the other person go first.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
So your thoughts, Birdman, what do you think?
I mean, let's be honest. I'm not going to be far off from what you guys are saying. One person did point this out and made this in the best terms possible. And it was just simple. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech.
Did you just pull the Constitution out on us?
I did. Hey, somebody's got to because our executive branch ain't. Let's be honest here.
Oh, wow. Great point. All right. So you polled some people on that? What was the deal?
I did. That was one of the best ones I got as far as just a direct response. And the majority of my close friends all pretty much said the same thing. It's, you know, this is a nonsensical thing to be doing that is, it's blatant, and they're in a position where they can be blatant because nobody's really fault them when they've done stuff like this.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't be a surprise at this point.
It shouldn't be a surprise, but I look at it and think this is a self-inflicted wound. You're right before
Absolutely.
The midterms, and you did something that is so egregiously inflammatory, and oh, by the way, you rolled it out in the most inept fashion I've ever seen. I think even Mayorkas is saying, yeah, I didn't do that quite as well as I should have. Okay, you think? All right. Now stick with that topic for a minute, the two of yous. So the person that is being put in charge of this, Nina Jankowicz. So, like, Copper, you're about to hit that birthday coming up here pretty soon.
Oh, yes.
Turns out that the executive director of the Office of Disinformation for the Department of Homeland Security is only a few years older than you. So does that bother you? Is that cool? How do you feel about the fact that you've basically got someone who is just barely older than you that's going to be running this thing that decides what truth is?
I mean, I wouldn't look down on anybody because of their age. She
that's
could
scriptural.
Be very
that was scriptural,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah,
First Timothy 4:12. You just
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, go ahead.
I mean, so if she was qualified, I wouldn't have an objection to her age. But the idea of her being able to control what I think, well, that she has no business defining what is truth and what is not. And
okay. Okay.
So that would be my objection, not her age.
Okay, so the age is less of an issue.
Right.
All right. Birdman?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't... I've always been the type that I don't care what it is, who it is. If you're qualified, you're qualified. End of story. This is reaching kind of different ground, though, because we're talking about controlling what people are saying, what people are thinking. That's a whole different bag of cats. I don't care. I don't care who's in that position. There shouldn't be a position to fill.
Yeah, very true.
Okay, interesting. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not surprised, though, that they pick somebody that age because, well, she'll be a nice little puppet. She'll think she's defining what truth is, but they are, and it's just filtering down through the grapevine.
Oh,
and they've trained
nice.
Her to be one of these hippie, crazy, okay. liberal people.
Well, you just said something. I hadn't even really thought about this. Is it possible then they picked someone from her age demographic solely for the reason of appealing to a younger base that is less likely to question all of this?
You know, it's funny. When I saw the age thing, my thought was not any of that. My thought was they needed somebody young enough that knows the ins and outs of Facebook, Twitter, all this kind of stuff without having to question it. They just can walk in and do it.
As we just laughed at me during the break because I don't know how to do some of the things on social media that you do for me. So that's okay. That's all right. So I'll be honest with you. So part of my thinking is I'm a little chagrined that any major organization like that would hire someone with her life experience. Her little bit of life experience to be in charge of it. I mean, you know, it's kind of like the old show Doogie Howser. Was he a genius? Yes. Was he qualified? Yes. But did you want to have a 12-year-old operating on you? I don't know. Anyway, all right, there's that. All right, let's change gears here. Let me get back to my question list. All right, so the U.S. Senate race, all right? Came out last Friday, I think it was, that the Durant campaign will not agree to debate. And so the U.S. Senate race is going to go all the way to a primary election with none of the candidates all being in the room together. Your thoughts on this? Is it bad? Is it good? Does it matter? Birdman, you're first this time.
Okay, I can't stand this. I'm pretty strong about this because I understand that it's common practice that if you're very far ahead, you know, you don't want to go out and make a fool of yourself or whatever that may be. I get that. That's fine and well. But if I'm voting for you, if I'm part of your constituency, I want you to actually do something. And I'm not really concerned with you trying to save face. I'm concerned with you doing the job. And if you get in that position, if you make it there, you're going to be in a lot more important meetings. And I need you to stand strong. I need you to have a backbone. And if you're going to shirk it here, what are you going to do when it really matters? And that I have a problem with that.
Wow. Wow. He was strong on that. Copper, your thoughts?
I agree. I mean, I just love debates and hearing thoughts to begin with. So I kind of lose respect for anybody who's not willing to engage in that kind of dialogue, especially when it's important for us to be able to vote for them and to know what they think. And my mind is just kind of a snub to their voters. Well, it doesn't matter what I think about how my campaign runs is more important than you actually getting to know me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let me ask you guys, did y'all sort of poll anybody, check this out with other folks? All right, so Birdman, what'd you think?
Yeah, pretty much everybody I talked to was all on the same page. They thought it was very cowardly. A lot of people, one of the nicer responses I got was that it was cowardly because they kind of fell in the same thought as I did. You're supposed to actually go out there. And for a lot of us, it was personal because especially in my age group and for me as well, I grew up idolizing. This dude was my hero growing up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He genuinely was.
Oh, yeah. I read his book and everything, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was a childhood hero, and this is hard to watch in some cases.
Copper, did you poll anybody?
Most of the people I know don't actually watch political debates, so ironically, they would probably agree that it's cowardly not to do it, but they wouldn't actually show up even if there was
one. You should do that. Good luck. I won't be there. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'd probably read highlights on Twitter afterwards.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You know, I look at it too, and I tend to agree with y'all's sentiments. I mean, you've heard me on the show before anyway, but I'm of the mind that if you are, I think you said it very well, Birdman, if you are saying that you're going to be the guy, then you got to be the guy. I mean, if you're going to say you'll be there for the tough decisions later, but you won't put yourself in a tough position right now, then have you earned the job? And I don't dislike Mike Durant, and his resume is, like I said earlier, I wish I had Mo Brooks's voting record, Katie Britt's personality, and Mike Durant's resume wrapped up into one candidate. I'd be a very happy voter, but I don't. So I want to see the three of them on the stage and see how it goes. Yep. You know, Thunderdome, three enter and one leaves.
There you go.
That would be nice. I mean, the other thing is we've also seen so many terrible political debates lately that our assumption then, if you don't want to do it, is that you're incompetent and that you're going to get up and bumble like Biden did or be a jerk or just have no clue what you're talking about. So is that what you want us to assume?
Well, let's hope that's not the case, because right now he's the front runner.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's copper table. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back. And I'm curious your thoughts about the fact that Biden's coming to Alabama on Tuesday. That's tomorrow. Did y'all know that, by the way? President Biden's going to be in Alabama tomorrow. Yeah, I got some stuff on that later in the show, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We got the whole team here in the studio today. It's myself sitting here with the two folks that make this show actually work. All right, so Copper literally keeps the trains running. She works in-house, and we like to say that Birdman works in the outhouse. That's my favorite dad joke. I use it all the time. Just get over it. I like it. I crack myself up. Okay, so anyway, all right, we're back to Copper and the Birdman. And so here's my next question. And we got to save time, by the way, for Stupidest Story of the Week, so let's not run too long on time on that. But President Biden is coming to Alabama tomorrow, Tuesday. He's going down there to inspect the plant, the Lockheed Martin plant in Troy, Alabama, where they make Javelin missiles that are being sent over to Ukraine. Anyway, so President Biden's coming to Alabama. Governor Ivey has stated she will not be meeting with him. What are your thoughts on that, the fact that she's not meeting with him? I think you're first this time, Copper.
I think it's kind of funny. I mean, I wouldn't want to talk to him either. But on the other hand, it bothers me when people refuse to meet with Trump when he visited. So I don't want us to get into this childish back and forth where I don't like you, so I'm just not going to, you know, address the president of the United States. That, yeah, maybe we need to change that attitude a little bit. But I still think it's funny.
All right, what about you, Birdman?
I mean, I'm with you on that. It is pretty funny, but I got to say, I agree. I believe it was Tim James that tweeted out that, you know, regardless, you should still meet with him. This is at some point in passing, you could pitch your ideas, something. That's the whole point about kind of bridging the divide. I feel like this is just kind of pandering. I feel like this decision is just kind of pandering to her constituency, because you're not doing anything. We should do something. Talk to the man.
So you think she should meet with him?
I personally do. I understand why she's not.
And Copper, so what was the summation of yours? I mean, you think it's funny she's not, but you're saying that she should?
In the future we should consider it more, but I don't know if there's any point to meeting with him right now.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so sure. I would bet that this is premised on the fact that her primary election, which is hotly contested right now, is just 3 weeks away. And the last thing she wants is the last minute direct mail to everyone in the state showing a picture of her, holding hands with Joe Biden on the tarmac. I told Charlene, there was a classic photo. Jan Brewer used to be the Republican governor of Arizona. And she was in a running gun battle with Obama. I think it was mostly over things like Obamacare, Medicaid expansion, and the border is what I recall. Anyway, there's a photo of Jan Brewer meeting President Obama on the tarmac, and she is in his face. Like, she's pointing a finger at him while she's talking with a mad face, and he's just sitting there with his arms crossed looking at her like, whatever. But that had to have been – it's probably still framed on her wall.
Yeah.
So, I mean – if she wants to be, you know, feisty Governor Ivy, she could go there and point her finger and make sure the cameras are snapping right as she does, and then turn around and walk away, and that would go well for her, probably.
Thanks for the photo shoot.
Yeah. But I'll be honest. So Tim James came out, though. He made a commentary that he said when he's governor or something like that, you know, he said that he would meet with the president no matter who it was, because he believes as governor of the state, his role is to be the ambassador to those that serve in the presidency and in D.C. So did y'all talk to anybody else about this, or just kind of internal thoughts?
Yeah, no, I wasn't able to get responses on that one. Yeah.
All right. That one was lame. Okay, good. All right. Stupidest story of the week, and we only have like 2.5 minutes, so this time it's your turn first, Birdman. Stupidest story of the week. You seem proud of this one.
No, big guns. Okay. So I can't pronounce the name, but it's this Asian man has now pronounced himself fictosexual.
What?
Fictosexual. Bear with me. It gets worse. He has, since 2008, been dating a fictional pop singer, Hatsune Miku. And in 2018, he held an actual public ceremony, marriage ceremony. He invited his family and coworkers. Nobody attended. And he has recently, let's say, gotten divorced because the technology no longer exists. They actually shut the software down, and it was, I'll show you.
Oh, it's a hologram. I remember. It's a hologram. Saw that story.
Yes. Oh. It is horrible, and it keeps going, and he is now using this as a way to tell young kids who love anime girls that they can indeed love and marry them.
Okay. I'm not sure where to go with this. I feel rather distressed at the moment.
Shouldn't he call himself a widower if the technology is destroyed? And it's, she died tragically.
He was paying $1,300 for this. Ooh. So
he's probably now having to pay more than that for the divorce attorney. So he ought to go with the death. Just call the death of his anime, animatronic hologram, whatever. Copper, what is your story? Praise God. What is your story?
Mine's not as good as that. Well, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp are still in a trial fighting each other. This has been going on for like 4 or 5 years now. So he's suing her and she's suing him for suing her, and it's just a big hot mess, and nobody knows what to believe, and I think they just have a really toxic relationship and should just move on rather than saying you should give me millions of dollars because we both are terrible.
So your stupidest story of the week is the fact that the trial is still going? Is that it?
And they're suing each other for suing
each other. I
think there's
been individual stupid stories that came out of that. All I saw was a headline. I didn't want to read more, like the thing that she left in the bed. That was awful.
I didn't want to go there. All right. You told me no more of that on the air.
I did.
I'm sticking with anime.
All right. Copper and the Birdman, appreciate you guys. Thanks for what you do for this show, and thanks for your opinions. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back, and I may move to number 3 in the Triple Dipper. We'll see.